Gibt gerade einen Duff. Ich sag, es geht ein Duff mehr Bau. Wir beginnen mit Daisy. Wir testen Master, bringen uns die Gemara. Ein Major, Kilo, Bon Obama. Der Tumel takes an Ender, as if he built the altar, and from the Kaiman, as if he wrote a carbon in it. So it's Tyson Farsha Ben Elio, or Ben Elio explains, Mashum, the Asib Xer Shava, the way we know this is from Xer Shava of the Chadol. Because Xivach, it says over here, Dvar Mchav Gimel Kisach the Linder, when you're going to refrain from taking a Nether. So it says regarding the term Nether, taking a Nether, a term of Chadol. Xivach, it says, it's supposed to be in Yishaya, Chav Lechem and Adam, and Adam, refrain yourself from a person, Kibamen Nachshavu, because what is it considered? Now, Vadashinan, the Gemara Darshans and Brachas of Yudalad, Atikri Bameh, don't say with what, El Boma, rather a Boma. So you see that a person, you see that the terminology of chadala refers to a bama, and you see in the example of chadala where over there it uses sechdal in the context of bama, and so to over here. British perik abon adam in daf and darm chav beisam and alef yolch b'ha gzeir shaba the nikkur rasha that it learns of this gzeir shaba that's called a rasha because the chesed says of passing an eve shem rishon chadlu droiges. So you see the word droiges refers to chadlu, so we see that there's also fury when you have chadala. So therefore that would be the context over here of taking another to the gzeir shaba of chadala. You see that a that it's a term of bama, and also that there's anger at someone who does such a thing. Next is not the beginning with words of the gemara. If someone removes his wife because of illness, so we had this machlokes in the Mishnah, could he take her back or not? But it sounds like over here, the illness boy get. Sounds like in the word, he has to be mighty her, that she's in his domain, and he removes her with a get. But the question, could he take her back or not? But it sounds like that they require a get. So it says, it's a wonder, because the Bereshit Bam is in the beginning, but it's not like lay by a get. So you don't need a get. To have a condition twice. It's erroneous condition. Not like in the Mishnah. It says over there in the first Mishnah, on days, island is, regarding all these cases, if they died, or they did refusal as a katana, or they found to be an island, that the co-wives are permitted, because they were never considered married. So you see, because it was a mekach twice. So it sounds like you don't need a get. This is what you can say is the halach will be here, my besavik illness. We're talking about where it's not a definitive illness. That he's divorcing her because it seems like she's an illness, not sure. Divorcing her because of chashash illness, and therefore, yeah, that you have to begin. Today you should know this because Mingtani Sefer, the Sefer teaches, it says in the Sefer of Amishna, says, okay, what happens if Nisla Achaboy Labon, she gets married to someone, she has children, and says, it's a illness, which is a definitive illness, in the refuah. There's no healing. That can't be that she has children from someone else. I mean, the plague Rabbi Shuvah Bekiva Ba'aralon, but then you have a intestine of days, but Shus Chamon, regarding someone that's born as a Sagas, the Yeshle, before he has a healing, and he could do Chalitza, and he could do Chalitza to his wife, and he dies. But honestly, the plague regarding illness, they don't have a Machlekis, because everyone agrees by illness that you can't have children. The Shin Perakam, the Ibamas, and the Drush, and the first Perakam, the Ibamas, and the Ibamas, and proud illness has to be a woman that you could do even to is only if she could give birth, and it was an illness. So you see that she can't have children. So that's the resolves the contradiction. Get is required by Suffolk, like over here, but not by definite. Then says, what do you mean, Bodhama? I, the Gemara says, within Ibamas, have some of them, so they mean illness, so she was an illness. And yet, she had children. She had Yitzchok. Says, we don't mention miraculous stories because they're meaning about Eve, like we say regarding Eve, British Elad Chapers, the Gemara Chondav Mugil Moral. And then says, Behold the Plague of Madir, this that there's a Machlekes in Ksubas of Gimel Moral, the Kitchal Tanai. Let's say made the condition unconditioned. And then Makonsa Stam, that was the condition. Then when he ended up doing the Sunni marrying, didn't say anything. The Lacha is, the boy get, didn't need to have a get. Why didn't he have a get? Through the islandness. You don't need to get. Mishum de'in odm ois to be losa be lesnus. So it says, oh, because a person won't make his be into be lesnus. Okay, so when we kind of stomp, we presume that even though he had made a condition, whatever the condition was, that he's not making that condition because the mice, he got married, he's having be, and even though it's going against his condition, he wouldn't want to have that to old mice lesnus. So Tais is bothered by the question, so wait a second, so why don't you say anything about illness? He wouldn't want to make it be illness. Says Tais, no, hain b'sha mumen de machel. That's only the other moment where he's pardoning. About illness, le machel, a person would not be machel, that she's an illness, he wouldn't be forgiving on that, doesn't want to be with a woman that cannot have children, and therefore, that's why it's different in that case. But like, moreover, is the mumen, regarding blemishes, what the Gemara is talking about over there in Ksubis, is masika daite, a person entertained the thought that shemalei skema tnai, that maybe the condition is not going to be filled, because the shchichi, because it's common. But boy, l'shem condition, you know what? How long do you have to be for the purposes that it should be conditioned? And that's why the Gemara says over there that he's not connected to Biznos. But Alanis, but we're going out to Leshriach, it's not a common thing. He's not entertaining that it should be for the purpose of a Kedushin. And therefore, it's not going to be. And therefore, again, like you don't need to have a get, like we're saying, when it's a definite Alanis. Then it says about the time, says over there on the Kof amazing subas, Hamemeenis, a woman that's a mind that does a refusal, or Vashnir, or a secondary error, or Vailness. These three categories, now that wording, the mashma sounds like Abagita Bay, that you do need to have a get. Because that's the Gemara over there on the Fayin Gimel and Alv makes a diak and becomes a stamba nimtsu v'chulu, so that you see that, from the words of that, if you don't get a ksuba, it sounds like, okay, you don't get a ksuba, but that you need a get. So, well, I thought Alanis does not need a get, which are one of the three cases. So it says, Mishum Shneir Naket Hachi. The truth is, there's three cases. It was only because of the secondary error that we said that terminology. But really, you don't even need to get by the case of Alanis. And because, I'll prove it to you from one of the other cases. Obviously, Me'enes Lebay Get, a woman that's a minor that's refusing, she doesn't need a get, she can just walk out. So it's not a deal. And Inami, another reason why it's not such a good question is because Ba'amadir Le Dayeg, the Gemara Namadir that makes the dig, ooh, in Ksuba must be that there's a get. That's Elam Shub that Tani Bereish. It's only because in the first case of it, it says in Mekadesh. So let's say if it says Tetzei Shalei B'Ksuba Shalei Zorad Ksuba. So why change the wording? Oh, that's the dig. Oh, without Ksuba, but that you would require a get. But whenever it says that you don't get a Ksuba, it doesn't mean that you would require a get. Now, what do you mean? This it says in Yavam Tav Samach Alef Mambei is Kot Nekatan Adle Cholzin B'Chulu. I can't have a minor girl or boy doing chalitza because the case of the mind is because she might turn out to be an illness. You can't do a yibum with an illness. And which says bothered by question. Why? Why don't you say do yibum? Either way, because the e illness, see, if she's an illness, no problem, because that's the concern. Say, maybe she's an illness and she's not Asher Taylor. Who cares? That if she's an illness, how do you introduce your toys? So that actually means to say that the kedushin that was to the first brother was mistaken. Actually, that she's permitted the second because not even Eishes Achim. Because like you tell me, it only required get. There wasn't a kedushin in the first place. And if she's not an Alanis, so great, she's doing Yibam. So on that, and when Tommy says no, the Hasim over there, the case is talking about, but the Kiblo Ilave, that the first person, the first brother, the one who died, that married her, he had accepted, even if she's going to be an Alanis. And the Gemara gives a similar answer. It's an end of some of some days, and that's what the case we're talking about. So it was a marriage, and wouldn't be kedushin toys for the first one. Then the second brother, if she's being honest, not going to qualify for Asher Taylor, and therefore would be Ishasach of Shem Makabitza. That's what he can't do with a ketan. Next is Master Begin the Gemara Emelah. He tells us Shtikusach Yafim Dibur. Look, your silence is better than your words. Don't say anything because you're going to awaken a sleeping giant. That is, oh, really? I didn't know that you could have children. Now you want to get Yiksuba, but I wouldn't have divorced in the first place, and then that should make a Mekach Tois. Bimtam says, if you're going to say, wait a second. The Imish Aska is so good, so we're telling her to be quiet. We don't want to wake the sleeping giant. But Anami Shaskin, are we can be quiet? This is a public question. When she marries the 4,000 Ba'ilabonim and she has children, that we tell her to be quiet because the whole reason why they divorced you was because Chazaka, that you're not having children. It turns out you have children. So it turns out that Mekachtai, so would never have divorced. So it could be quiet. But it wouldn't be quiet. So the Gemara asks, we can't be quiet. It Taka was a Mekachtai. So the Gemara has to come up with a different approach. But in our Gemara, that question should be applicable. It's not true. As Taisa said this concept earlier, that the whole concern was only because of rumors. The Astam Gir Shabbalah Yisna, the divorce was unspecific, without any conditions. Could the preacher talk like we already explained this on Amud Aleph and Devar Maschil E? So, Uparcha or Papa, so what was Rapapa's question? Not that it's really going to be a Mechitois. The Avalon Asaka Nami Hosam Dolayavze, that we should have instituted that he cannot remarry her, Shaloyehi Laz, that there shouldn't be any rumors. Could the talk in Hacha, like our Gemara said over here? Shani, that's the Gemara answers, Elevadi Balav Hachi. Must be that without that, afila laz leka, that no, there's not going to be any rumors. The hashta hu the baris, we say that, okay, that must be that now she became healthy. My time, the Muslim mitzvah ksuba. And that's why she cannot claim the ksuba, because no, when you were married to that previous husband, you weren't able to have children. Avalcha, but over here, Mishaska, if she's going to be quiet, anan namishaskina, also going to be quiet, in contrast to the Gemara over there. Because the like allows, there's no rumors, because given the talk and the layaksa, since we instituted they cannot remarry her, and v'yasi l'mitva ksuba, and if she's going to come to claim a ksuba, what's the only thing to tell her? Atayta yib na ksuba, like a rishtach. Wait a second. With that intention, I didn't divorce her, I'm going to have to give it to ksuba. And that's why you tell her, be quiet, because you're going to awaken that sleeping giant. But regarding the rumors, which was the whole point, because no real mekachtayis, for that, if she's quiet, we're also going to be quiet, because there's not going to be any rumors, because we said they cannot remarry her. But what the Gemara was asking was, what the Gemara was saying, that, but if you're going to claim this, what the Mechalach of the Mishnah is saying, then you're going to awaken the sleeping giant. Now, v'hasam, the Ayri ba'akava, dafka, sha'ay chashto debagas. They were talking about by a woman that was an akara, which is clearly like three times that she can't have children. That's where we're saying that, okay, this concept of now she became healthy. It'll be here in our Gemara, the Ayba Safik Alnis Kibirashnu. We already mentioned this on the Ramaskal Hamaitzi. They were talking about that it's at most Safik Alnis. So, like Shaykhlem, you can't say the concept of Hashtu the Baras now she became healthy. And before the Rabbanan, the Lechayishi Hocha Lekokulo, and then we come to Rabbanan that are not concerned over here, Kokul, as they disagree in the Halacha of the Mishnah. Parachasim Shape, yeah, this comes to address another question that the Gemara does ask over there very well, even according to Chum, Anamisha Skinon, that you think we should be quiet? Because the Maid Rabbanan has in the Rabbanan would agree with it, the Mishim Dein Labbanan, Girisho, that yeah, because there was no children, that's why he did divorce her, because she cried in Slishnaim, Allah Labbanan, she really was married to two people and didn't have any children. So therefore the question was, even according to the Chum over there, it's not only according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, it was according to them all. But then says Taisim and Timothy going to say, beside Perik Hamad and Nidat, and the first Perik Nidat, not Yud Beis, and Beis Gabi Yishu Shem Lavdesas, a woman that does not have a set period for her cycle of Nidah. So we said, okay, that's it. He has to divorce her because we don't know when she's going to have a period. Part of the Gemara asks, Pshita Layaksa, of course, cannot remarry her because doesn't have a vest. Mishan the Gemara says, "Leitzur chenav dahad iskan." That no, she after he divorced her, she got her cycle back. So now what would you say? Lahadri could remarry her. Kamash one saying, "No, the zim the azlam mitzvah b'chulu." At times, what's going to happen is she's going to get married to someone else, and he's going to say, "Whoa, if I knew your cycle would become on set times, I would never have divorced you." And again, it would create a problem. So therefore, can't remarry her. And then as Taisus, but Vamai Loyamin Hasamar may say, but they're the same Svar of Hashto the Bagas. Maybe now she became healthy. And therefore then you can't say Mekach Tois. So they shouldn't have the problem of not being able to remarry her. Because yeah, then when she was with him, she couldn't. It's only now. There's some that you can say, no, that's more they keep it in the Srapas. Since she was ultimately healed, how do you model some before? You see that whatever medicine she took to fix her period, her cycles, would have helped. He would be able to ruin her. Because the Imam, he would say, had I known that there would be some type of treatment for this season, I would have asked for some of her, and therefore that would be a good claim, and therefore we have to say that, no, you're not going to remarry her.